素晴らしい、ありがたい。 Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development with the wish that you rediscover how deep the heart you have in your subconsciousness, how interesting the wideness.The richness of your subconsciousness and start to create the beautiful life based on your subconsciousness. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Well, in this part of the Amitāya Sutra, Dharmakara has been given.By the teaching of his master, the world freely controls Buddha, and his master also showed him all the 210 billions of, no, 21 billions of the Buddha's, the pure land, the paradise.And all the heart state of the beings there, and the world, how the world are made of the beauty, difference of the beauties, appear them for the Dharmakara to see it. Oh, then Dharmakara brought us his.Wish, the bow, the wish, the highest, the supreme wish that nothing can compare by seeing all of them with a peaceful, complete peaceful mind and nothing to be attached and no one can be compared with. He fulfilled his practice in, for the five kalpas.Well, I don't know, he or she, this Bodhisattva, maybe beyond the sex. And all the, those words is in his heart now. Well, in this sutra, this part of the sutra, I wanted to say that the pure and the Dharmakara created,is the most precious in any other Buddha land in the whole universe. Which means that this part of sutra wanted to express how high the wish of the Dharmakara. How much Dharmakara wanted to,bring all beings to the highest state of the Pure Land, the enlightened paradise. Well, this, in this sutra, these are what has Shakyamuni Buddha talked in his Dharma talk teachings. So, in this part, he says that, well, Shakyamuni Buddha said,asked Ananda, what do you think, how many years of the lives of the this the Buddha land, the enlightened paradise of this Dharmakara has created? Well, Shakyamuni Buddha asked and he also answered, the Buddha, the lives of the Buddha,which means Dharmakara, the 42 kalpas, the kalpas, each kalpa are the lifetime of the universe. Well, if you just say it's infinitive, it's boring, so maybe wrote some numbers, maybe. I don't know why it's 42, but maybe 6 times 7, 6 paramita and 7...awakening state. Well, I cannot say more than my guess about this. Well, anyway, the Dharmakara got in his heart that 21 billion of all Buddhas, the pure and enlightenment paradise. And after his practice, he went into front of his master, the Sejizai-o Buddha, and said, "The world owner man, I'm finished. I'm already be able to create the Buddha land by the practice, the pure practice, the glorious the world, the precious world." Then his master answered, "It's time now for you to talk, you to teach. It's time now. Let all the people encourage and cheer them up, give them joy. They must start practice and fulfill their wishes." And Dharmakara answered, "Yes, I would. Please see, please watch and listen. I'm going to start to share as my wish." But the most important part of this, I think, I feel, is this part. To cheer them up. Cheer them up and give them joy. Make them feel happy. Make them feel joy. The Dharma will not be shared without joyfulness. No, actually it's opposite. Dharma is, the teaching is the way of the joyfulness. Because the source of our existence is joy. Source of the universe is joy. The great spirit of the universe is full of joy. Joy. To let the joy springs out from deep inside of ourselves, deep inside of yourself, you have to dig. You have to dig the mud, just like reaching to the treasure deep inside of the earth. Just like digging the earth to gain the water or the oil or treasure, whatever. And once you can have, or you might be able to have, the hunch, the intuition that there is a deep joy in Dharma. Dharma is not something as the concrete and knowledge and intellectual, something to be patient, something to suffer. It's a source of the joy. So I wish that you will not misunderstand. I have the image that you have to be patient to learn Dharma. It's a sharing the joy, the sharing the joyfulness. And as you more share the Dharma with others, your joy, which is inside of yourself as a source of existence, start to penetrate from subconsciousness to your consciousness. As a body sensation, and the joyful body sensation has one interesting aspect. It's a comfortable vibration. Each cell of your whole body start to vibrate comfortably. And this vibration of your each cell is it's echoing with all other existence of the universe, each other. Deep inside of this is there is a praising each other, giving joy each other. So start to praise the great spirit of the universe. Start to praise others, potential of others. Even without the words, your cell of your body start to vibrate and start to feel joy. May you live the joyful life. May you dig your earth, which is your subconsciousness and conscious subconscious, and your joy will be spring out from deep inside of yourself and start to let it extend out to the world.